Where this is in New South Wales, south of Sydney, and they're the northern beaches of a city called Wollongong. It's called the Coal Coast because that's where they used to have lots of coal mines many years ago. But the beaches are spectacular.
The name might be a bit off-putting because, like you've just mentioned, coal mines, you don't normally think coal mines are synonymous with places you might want to go on holiday.
These beaches are incredible and they've been flying a little bit under the radar. Stunning clear waters and the cliffs that sort of rise up out of the ocean. There's a really beautiful drive along there on a bridge, and it's really dramatic. It swerves out over the ocean.
So, what sort of experiences can a Brit have if you go on holiday there? What, apart from getting in the water, is there to do?
Down at the Gold Coast, it's a good one because it's a short drive from Sydney. So you can hire a car from Sydney. Most people make that their base when they come over. Little coastal towns, they're kind of underdeveloped. There isn't a great deal to do there, but that's kind of the beauty. There's a bit of an art scene happening there now and a cafe scene.
Now, for Brits who might have been, say, to the Gold Coast perhaps a decade ago, has there been much change and development? Will they find it a different place?
Yes, you definitely will. The Gold Coast has changed a lot. I mean, 10 years ago, perhaps more. In the late 90s and the 90s, it was kind of overdeveloped. Lots of golf courses and shopping malls, and it all happened really quickly. And it didn't really quite have a cool edge. It was always trying to emulate LA or Florida. The Gold Coast is now really cool. It's really embraced its past, becoming a place where locals are staying and opening exciting new businesses. There's beautiful food scene happening up there. Of course, the beaches are stunning.
But you say it's embraced its past. I mean, if you're from Britain, you probably don't know the heritage of it. So what has it taken forward from its heritage?
The Gold Coast kind of used to be seen as a little bit gaudy, I suppose. A little bit on the tacky side, a bit of excess, kind of gold bikinis and nightclubs and that sort of thing. And there's still an element of that, and it's certainly embraced that part of who it is, but in a really kind of relaxed and chilled out way. And now you're just getting a bit more injection of cool things happening alongside of that, and that's kind of toning down a little bit more.
Is there a particular centre of cool along the Gold Coast that people can look for when they're booking their accommodation, say?
I recently spent time in Burleigh Heads, and that was very cool. Lots of bars, lots of cafes, lots of great little coffee spots. The beach is stunning. That's definitely a great spot, as well as Mermaid Beach as well, just a little bit further up. Pacific Ferries, it's the biggest shopping mall in the Southern Hemisphere.
Are there any other seaside destinations which Australian Traveller recommends? And if you do, why?
Byron Bay is always one of our favourites. Also, Dunsborough and Margaret River in WA, if you're going to the West Coast, are stunning. The Brits also always love Noosa and Port Douglas, the gateway to the reef.
Are there any seaside towns which are synonymous with particular interests or pastimes, food or types of drink?
Just by virtue of their location, a lot of towns, seaside towns that have great produce, so they're really into food. Margaret River in WA would be one, and they have a great festival every year called the Gourmet Escape. Byron Bay has amazing food. Noosa has amazing food. They do a festival there as well. And also the Great Ocean Road towns in Victoria. And they have lots of wineries along there as well, and breweries and dairies and that sort of thing.